free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Transmitting worldwide from the InfoWars Command Center deep in the heart of Texas, this is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. It is August 3rd, 2020. And for the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about not only the North, East, West, and South, not only the news and the lay of the land, but the Great Reset. The goal of our technocratic overlords, the globalists, the end game. If you've been paying attention, you've seen that gold is at an all-time high. Silver is climbing. The dollar, as the world's reserve currency, is on its way out by design. And we're going to go over some timelines today, talking about the creation of this fiat currency system untethered from gold and how it fits in with this endgame, with this reset that the elites are seeking. We're also going to talk about some unknown factors in their plans, which happens to be you, happens to be me, us together, resisting the New World Order. Some things they didn't quite factor in our new age. And so we're going to talk about that today. I'm also going to open up the phone lines and get some open source intel. I love the InfoWars callers and I love filling in for David. When I get a chance to talk to you guys, I always want to hear what you have to say about what the next step of the elites is going to be in this lockdown, in this scamdemic, in this psychological operation. I want to know what you think. The number is 888-201-2244. Again, that's 888-201-2244. And we're going to keep those lines open pretty much all day. I'm going to be filling in for the rest of the week, and I'm going to have some great guests on. Today is just going to be your calls and the news, and we've got a lot stacked up here. I got a lot from InfoWars.com to go over. We also are going to cover a little bit of politics as Sun Tzu admonished us to know our enemy. Even if we're not interested in covering the level one politics, we need to dive in occasionally just to see what they're up to. So we'll talk about the crash test dummy for the deep state known as Joe Biden and who he is selecting to be your next overlord, which will be his running mate, his vice presidential pick. So we'll talk about that. And the issue with gold and the fiat currency, this is going to be a great conversation all this week. And I've got some, not only props, I brought some coins and I want to really dive into what the elites have done to the value of our money and the crime that they've committed. I think one of the things that I talk about on my show is I'm finally getting to the point where I can explain to my audience that when you're trying to figure out the Federal Reserve System, when you're trying to figure out the fiat currency system, when you're trying to figure out how modern globalist politics works, you're thinking of it through the wrong prism. You're either thinking about it politically or economically, but it's neither of those things. It's just criminality. And when you get to that point, you understand it so much better. The door opens up and you get it. So we're going to talk about that and how it all ties together. I listened again to The Creature from Jekyll Island on my drive down from Branson, Missouri yesterday, and a great book by G. Edward Griffin. And one of the factoids in there that I want to talk about today also is that during the creation of the Federal Reserve, Paul Warburg was the brother of Max Warburg. They modeled it off of the European model, and that European model gave us the Weimar Republic, the wheelbarrows full of cash. We're talking about that today. So stay tuned. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. We'll be right back.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's August 3rd, year of our Lord, 2020. America held hostage day 140. One of the greatest crimes of all time, the controlled demolition of our constitutional rights, our economy, our way of life by psychotic, deep state, Luciferian elites, and it continues. But we are resisting it, and we are exposing it here on the David Knight Show. Welcome back. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. And I opened up the phone lines here when I brought us in on the first segment, but I want to talk about that number again, 888-201-2244. That is the number to call in and talk about what the next phase of this psychological operation is going to be and what we can do about it. We're going to do open source intel today. Basically, your ideas are important because when we collectively think about solutions, we can be effective, and especially the InfoWars audience. Today, I am powered by BrainForce Plus and the organic Chiapas Blend Patriot coffee of InfoWarsStore.com. I have been using that coffee for the last 2 years, and of course, BrainForce Plus. And I will be talking more about some of the deals on InfoWarsStore.com as the show progresses and what I use, because I believe in the products and how you can support this great organization and keep the comms open. It's very important. These are the communication networks for the next step. This is the true place, the origin of truth. And we're going to do all we can to bring you the best information this week. And I'm going to go over some news items. Before I do that, let's go to some calls, because I just opened that up, and that's pretty rare that we get calls right off the bat. So let's go to Ed about the Great Reset.
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I think that the pandemic reaction of governments has been coordinated at a global level. And in fact, there was an article on Zero Hedge last week about Belarus, and that the president of Belarus was explaining to his legislature, apparently, that they refused to take money from the World Bank and the IMF, because the money came with the stipulation that they would have to lock down their country and impose, curfews and the like that's happening worldwide. That kind of opened my eyes initially to say that, oh, wow, peek behind the curtain that, you know, countries, I wondered why countries were all in lockstep with the lock up and lockdown. And right. I think it's money. I think it's money. And then, today, there was an article on Mises.org that, talking about the Great Reset that's being promoted.
Yes, and I'm going to go over that as well, Ed, here in the, the next segment. It's a big chunk to go over. I want to cover that because it's very, very important that we get to the heart of that this was a planned event, that they're using every available bit of this crisis to push their technocratic agenda. And we're gonna expose that and go over that, because I do believe that although this has been planned for decades, and we're going to talk about that today, going back to 1971 and what great event happened then and why that matters now. This ties in with this article about the Great Reset. But you're absolutely right. You talk about Belarus. I noticed some of the Eastern European countries were resisting this, these lockdowns a lot better than we were. I mean, we've been infiltrated on every level by the deep state, the globalist network, and the bankster elite. And it really shows, because they wanted our resources. Yeah. They wanted our power, and to subvert it for their own ends. So we're going to talk about that today. And I really do appreciate your call, Ed.
Thank you very much, sir. Good day.
You take care. We've got a little bit of time left. Let's go to Frank in Michigan. Frank, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Good morning. I think what the question that you posed is, I don't believe in the politics. I don't even think we elect our presidents anymore. I think the Federal Reserve and the elite, they install them. I see Trump winning again. I see the tribalism with the mask wars and the COVID war in between the citizenry that they have, agitated, is going to heat up. And they're going to continue their disaster policy under Trump, because of the propaganda before he was elected and all the way through up to this very day. They have a guy they can blame everything on. And I don't care what the political persuasion is. I'm a Ron Paul guy, so I don't even pay attention to the labels. But they got a guy they can blame anything they want on, and he's going to win again. And they're going to stir up the BLM and the left. And it's just more tribalism, more chaos. That's what they do.
Well, that's exactly right. This doesn't end with the election. If Trump wins, loses, it doesn't matter. The agenda is going forward, and that's what we have to prepare for here, those of us who are tuned in to what's actually going on. We're not brainwashed by the Mockingbird media, the teleprompter reading hairdo weirdos. We're going to actually dig into the truth. And it's scary when you're looking into the abyss, and we have to slog through this together. But this is why I've been saying keeping the comms open in this new era that we're being thrust into is when you're part of an operation, a team, when you're part of the resistance network, a true resistance, like if you're in a war. And of course, I've been in combat. The comms are just absolutely 100% essential. And so that's what, right, I believe InfoWars is. So alternative media, especially InfoWars at the head of that, carrying the banner of the truth and marching forward. So we're going to need that. And that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm just being realistic. I mean, I'm really agreeing with what David's been saying on the show about, I don't even want to talk about politics anymore. It's really more of intel. I want to know what the elite are planning. I don't look at, Washington as a place that can be fixed. One of the things I talk about in my radio show is that with the Tower of Babel's falling over, get out of the way. And we need to be in, like Alex has been saying, get into a defensive posture. Yes, we're still going out. We're still being effective. We're still doing all we can, because that's our duty and that's our charge. But this is changing, and we need to adapt and overcome along with it. So that's the message that I want to talk about all this week and talk to the listeners about ideas. But I think you're absolutely right. I'm a Ron Paul guy, too. I'm not affiliated with party, just affiliated with the Constitution and liberty. And, I want people to be prosperous and free. And that is not what the elites have in store for us or any sector of the population. And we have to resist them. But
And Washington is still in deep state hands. I mean, I love InfoWars, but, I listen to David Nutt. I can't listen to Alex anymore because it's too much Trump. Forget about Trump, guys. Forget about Trump. They're changing the money. They have their own federal currency, digital now. Forget about Trump. Trump's not going to save us. He can't save us. That's why I listen to the David Knight Show. Thank you.
Well, the great thing about InfoWars is that there's differing opinions, and you can extract whatever truth and things you agree with from
I've been listening to all the different hosts. For 20 years, man. I've been on the train for 20 years, and I love InfoWars. Don't get me wrong. I order products and all that, but
I want you to know that it's when you're here and you're actually dealing with the crew, and you just know it's not a cult. Like Alex says, it's just open source.
Right.
Everybody's, when we're all seeking the same goal, and that's a better world. and to restore the republic and to create a better future for our children. And that's
the
goal.
What you guys,
that's
love
what InfoWars is here
I'll
for.
I'll always listen. I'll always be listening. Thanks a lot for your service,
thanks,
by the
bro.
Way, and thank you for the call.
Appreciate you. All right, folks, stick around. When we come back, I want to dig into this article on the lockdowns and the Great Reset, this technocratic ploy to usher in the new world order, and we'll dig into that on the other side. Thanks for listening. This is the David Knight Show.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years, and if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Have you tried taking the real red pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWars Life. The main ingredient in the real red pill plus is pregnenolone, a little-known neurosteroid that assists in our body's natural hormone production. And low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The real red pill plus also provides essential trace minerals such as vitamin B12, calcium, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill to see what it's really all about. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
dancing in defiance of the global elite. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Phone lines are open, 888-201-2244. We're talking about solutions, not only solutions to the problems created by this psychological operation, and we're going to get to that, the Great Reset, the plandemic, not only solutions to what the elites are rolling out, but what their next move is going to be. So the lines are open for that open source intel, and I do love the InfoWars callers. So I had been talking about a reset on my radio program over 18 months ago, because I knew that the economic conditions worldwide, based off the fiat currency system, the central banking system, was unsustainable, simply because of the mathematics of printing into oblivion. And we've reached that point, but now you add in the COVID-1984, you add in the lockdowns and the controlled demolition of the middle class, small business, and the largest transfer of wealth in human history from one class to another. You are talking about cataclysms, and the Great Reset is a term being thrown around, not only by those of us who talked about the economic consequences of criminality in the central banking system, over a year ago, but now it covers all things. It covers the entire technocratic, goal list, everything that they've wanted. They're rolling it out. And we want to talk about this article that's up on zerohedge.com. It's by Anthony Mueller via the Mises Institute. It says the lockdown in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic has accelerated the implementation of a long held plan to establish a so-called New World Order. Under the auspices of the New World Economic Forum, WEF, global policymakers are advocating for a great reset, quote unquote, with the intent of creating a global technocracy. It is not by coincidence that on October 18th, 2019, in New York City, the WEF participated in Event 201 at the high-level pandemic exercise organized by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Oh, correct. Curiouser and curiouser. Right. All of these things are all tied together. Under the order envisioned by the Great Reset, the advancement of technology is not meant to serve the improvement of the conditions of the people, but to submit the individual to the tyranny of a technocratic state. The experts know better is the justification. They know better than you. They're creating this new world for you. Not only are they going to cover up their massive mistakes and their hubris and their arrogance and all the horrible conditions that they've created for this planet with their mismanagement of our wealth and industry, but they're also going to make you a slave. The agenda, the plan for an overhaul of the world, is the brainchild of an elite group of businessmen, politicians, and their intellectual entourage that used to meet in Davos, Switzerland in January each year. Brought into existence in 1971, the World Economic Forum has become a mega global event since then. More than 3,000 leaders from all over the world attend the meeting in 2020. So let's talk about that for just a second. Let's go back to the year 1971. This timeline is very important. You see, in 1971, Nixon took us off the gold standard, actually interrupted an episode of Bonanza, which is ironic because that's a show based off of a rush for gold out west. And he took us off the gold standard and the world changed. Now, everything accelerated from that time. You've got 1972, the U.S. opens China. 1973, the Trilateral Commission is formed, and that is the global set. Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the players, the Rockefellers, all looking for an Asian century to emerge and a reallocation of power. What happens in 1974? The U.S. runs its last trade surplus. Everything on a downward trajectory from then. So they are devaluing our currency. They're robbing us blind, giving away our manufacturing power and our independence and bleeding us every decade. And so we've reached the end game of what these elites had in store for us. And this has this agenda, this timeline is so very important. The Great Reset will be the theme of the 51st meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos in 2021. Its agenda is the commitment to move the world economy towards a more fair and sustainable, resilient future. Here's that word again, sustainable. The program calls for a new social contract that is centered on racial equality, social justice, and the protection of nature. Oh, I'm sure. Protection of nature by getting rid of you. Climate change requires us to decarbonize the economy and to bring human thinking and behavior into harmony with nature. The aim is to build more equal, inclusive, and sustainable economies. There's that word again. New world order must be urgently implemented. The promoters of the WEF claim that they point out the pandemic has laid bare the unsustainability of our system. Crisis of opportunity, correct? It lacks social cohesion. So this has been planned, and we're going to continue to go over this article. It's so very important because, I mean, they're telling you out in the open, this is what we're doing. That we're planning your future. We're planning your children's future. And no longer are the models going to be based on anything that resemble a constitutional, free, sustainable country when you are in charge. No, it's sustainable on our level, sustainable by our methods. And they, by our, I mean the elite, right? And they're building that for you. And we're going to talk about that because it's so very important. It's out in the open. And this is like what they always do. They deny and then they say, oh, no, we're not doing, there's no great reset. And then they come back out and then they push this agenda. It's 2021. It's right around the corner. And we flatten the curve, right? We're flattening this curve instead of letting a natural occurrence, getting all hands on deck to fight this virus and to get everybody involved and talk about immunity and health and awareness and all the things we could have done. We could have had the bell-shaped curve, but instead we flattened it. And we're going to flatten it right into 2021, just in time to disrupt the election, disrupt our economy for their own ends. And so we're going to talk about that and your calls, 888-201-2244. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. We'll be right back.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article, it's linked on Infowars.com, saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products. with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months would say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Free speech to free minds. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. In this first hour, we were talking about the Great Reset. This is a phrase being thrown around by the elite, the World Economic Forum, who is planning on meeting early in 2021 to discuss your future in this Great Reset. And this is something that must be resisted at all costs. But we're kind of going over the details of what they're talking about when they're looking at the social engineering aspect of this technocracy. And it talks about the earlier totalitarian regimes needed mass executions and concentration camps to maintain their power. Now, with the help of new technologies, it is believed dissenters can be easily identified and marginalized. The nonconformists will be silenced by disqualifying divergent opinions as morally despicable. Sound familiar? Big tech. The 2020 lockdowns possibly offer a preview of how this system works. The lockdown worked as if it's been orchestrated, and perhaps it was. As if following a single command, the leaders of big and small nations and in different stages of economic development implemented almost identical measures, lockstep. Not only did many governments act in unison, they also applied these measures with little regard for the horrific consequences of a global lockdown. Little regard. Sociopathic behavior. the psychopathic behavior of our elites. It says, war was once the health of the state. Now it is fear of disease. And you can see the fear that they've implemented through the TV box, through the Mockingbird media, absorbed into people's brains, the mobs of folks that are mad about you not wearing your mask, outrage mobs pepper spraying you, attacking you, if you don't comply with their superstitions, all brought to you by the depopulation network, CNN. Yes, this is, for the elites, this is a perfect storm. And I had the phone lines open. It's a very important article up on Zero Hedge about this Great Reset. We're going to talk a lot about the economic issues as well of what they've done to our currency and why they need to hide their own mistakes and cover them up. They always do this with any sort of economic downturn. They get you to pay for it. This is a socialism for the rich and free enterprise for the poor situation, as it's always been in our modern era ever since the implementation of our Federal Reserve System. So we're going to talk about that and just kind of go over some basics of gold and silver and why that's important, especially in this new economy. As David has talked about, we're going to need to do business with each other, to have a side economy outside of the system that is seeking to digitize everything. The digital dollar, the Fed coin, which is really a play on a cashless society. And that is coming like a freight train. It's headed our way. And we're going to have to figure out how we're going to be outside of that, because we're still going to need to conduct commerce. And when you're on a digital currency controlled by the Fed and controlled by a mono party, controlled by a coast-to-coast California, Christians and conservative dissenters may not be able to bank. So we're going to need a different source. And of course, we'll talk even as the show progresses, possibly, and maybe even to the episodes following. I'll talk a little bit about Bitcoin, too, and why that's important. That's an interesting subject right now. As the Fed continues to print into oblivion, also trying to usher in that digital currency at the same time, it's an odd pairing, but I think I've made sense of that. We'll talk about that as well. Let's go to some calls. I've got Alan in Massachusetts saying that those in power will stay in power. Welcome to the David Knight Show, Alan.
Thank you so much, Tony. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
sir. I really believe what we're going to see is a restoration of order, not a reset. And the reason why I say that is I really believe it's kind of like the Overton window. You know, the damage that they wanted to inflict upon the economy and the American psyche, they've accomplished. So by calling it a reset, I think that would raise the eyes of so many people that they would say, no, we're not going to do that. We want America. But with the restoration of order, I really believe that millions of people are still going to wear masks every day. I believe that millions of people.
And of course, this is the language of the World Economic Forum, Alan. I mean, this is what they're saying. And of course, they believe they can get away with anything. They can call it whatever they'd like. And it's because of the lockdowns they've just implemented, the Fauci-ism that we're all experiencing in this country. They're looking at us and they're seeing that there's very little resistance to their mandates. And I think they're just going for broke, pushing everything. All the agendas are on the table. That's like they have a playbook and they're going by every single play and saying, run this one, run this one. Oh, we haven't used this one in a while. Run this one. And
yeah, I agree. The reason why I've said this is because if they just bring us back to a restoration of order, America is in such decay and decline, they can just leave its dead carcass there to continue dying. They don't have to really say, we're going to reset, they can just leave it alone, because the wounds, I don't think are going to be, we're able to heal. The dollar, psychological problems, the rate of suicide, the rate of people taking psychotropic drugs now, they've accomplished their goals. Now if they just sit back and let everything that they planted continue to fester, you're going to see America just fall off the world stage.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, when you paint the picture that, you know, they've been targeting this culture in our society for decades upon decades, you know, it is an inside job to bring it down. And that we can agree on. But I do believe there is a what you would call a black swan event in all of this. And that is the unknown territory of what they couldn't have seen. And that may have to do with all of us. That may have to do with alternative media. It may have to do with an awakening that's permeating.
I think, you know, that's it. I think that's the unknown is going to be the church. What God does through the church over this next, hopefully, decade, if we have a decade left. But I think that is truly the unknown.
Well, it's really God in God's hands, Alan. You know, right. It's in God's hands. And what we have to do, what we're our charge and what we're admonished to do is to stand strong and to speak the truth and to do everything we can to defend decency and the Christian Western ethic, which is something that InfoWars has been doing for decades now. And I'm proud to be here on this network with you today. I do really appreciate your call. It's an honor to fill in for David and to sit here at this desk. More of your calls on the way, 888-201-2244. Still covering the Great Reset. We've got some news items to go over as we progress through the show. Appreciate you tuning in today. More of the InfoWars.com news selections as well that are very important. And of course, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm powered by BrainForce Plus, which is an amazing product. The X2. I'm a huge fan of the X2. Nace and iodine. If I didn't have that, I couldn't do this show. And of course, Bodies. We'll talk about some of the specials and the new toothpaste that is out by Dr. Jones. Stick around. This is the David Knight Show.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well. There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the New World Order and global government. But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in four different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19
to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Laws of power. And the law number one, the first law, was to never outshine the master. And I am not in danger of that today, filling in for the great David Knight. I did not violate law number one, nor will I. You cannot prepare as much as David does. And I do a daily radio program, and this is a different animal. I'm here with this amazing crew here at the InfoWars Command Center, and I've got the phone lines lit up, and I'm super excited about our next 2 hours together as well, because I've got some information I want to talk about the Fed. I want to talk about our monetary policy, the great scam that is, and how we're reaching an end game, and how you can protect yourself by being aware that that is the scenario, that it's a criminal enterprise and they're going to continue until they can no longer do that. And that's what the great reset, the elites are talking about. That's what it's all for. It's to cover up that crime. The writer Balzac said that behind every great fortune lies a crime. And I believe that in many, many cases, that is the truth. Let's finish out our phone calls, because I had some folks waiting, and I appreciate you calling in about the reset and what we can do. We're going to have the phone lines open this entire show as we go through the Northeast, West, and South. It is the news on Monday. Let's go to the D-Bowl man in Virginia. Did I get that right?
Hi, how you doing? It's actually the Tidy Bowl man.
The Tidy Bowl man. Okay. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, can I do a quick plug for the store?
Please, if it's for InfoWarsStore.com, plug away.
A few years back, I mean, for the longest time, my mustache and my beard literally stopped growing. I didn't even have to trim it or whatever, but I got the Nation iodine. I started taking that. I've been trying to grow my beard and, you know, grow it out. Like, yours is looking real good, by the way. And finally, my beard and my mustache started growing again, and it's because of the Mason iodine.
Oh, it really is the secret sauce, like Alex says. I started using it about 2 years ago. And when you read anything about Mason iodine or atomic iodine, you'll read about what they call it's called the Boeing. You get your brain like comes back online. You know, the iodine gets between the blood brain barrier and just lights up those, all the receptors again. And that's what I felt. And I know a lot of people report that. And you just feel clearer. You feel so much better. And of course, it's such an essential mineral. Your body needs it. And, I can't do without it. I travel with it and, I've got two bottles with me here. That's great. Great plug. What else did you want to talk? You want to talk about the crazy Dems? You want to talk about the deep state Democrats?
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, it's the craziness that's going on is so obvious. I mean, it's so right there in front of your face. It saddens me to see people, those that are, you know, that are just led by it. I do watch tech support on the phone, so I talk to people all throughout the Northeast, from Massachusetts to where I'm at here in Virginia. And when I talk to people that are in this part of this area, most of them seem like they got a clue. When I talk to people that are in New York and New Jersey, they got a TV-related problem, and I hear about, oh, God, my CNN or my MSNBC, I've got to be able to. I'm taking myself. I wish I could talk to them and help them out and steer them to the right news stores. It's so sad to see so many people being misled by what to me is just, it's right there in front of your face. It's hard to see like I said, the craziness and the outright lies and deception that they're doing. It's an obvious general reset, the global reset. They're trying to pull the rug out from under us. And if we don't wake up and realize this is really what's going on, Alex has been telling this for the past 20 years. People say, oh, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist, this, that, and the other. And now look what's going on. He's been vindicated 100,000,000%.
Yes, conspiracy analyst is the better term, because the conspiracy exists. It is real.
Forgive me, you're right.
It has come to fruition.
You're right.
Right, yes. And that is where we are right now. This is the end game. This is the final push, and they're rolling out everything. And of course, your Fauci burqa, your face diaper is used to muzzle you as amongst other things to get you to comply. And, that way you can't talk to those important. Yes, you can't talk
tell
to
me about it.
Those
you
who
can't
need to
the
hear this message.
Either. I mean, what about the fact that in most areas, they still have laws on the books making it against the law to wear a mask in public? I mean, it's important right now that the best things that people can do is fellowship, whether you're fellowshipping for your religious reasons or whatever other circumstances, coming together and living as normal people, realizing what's going on when we're a group. And that's the biggest thing. That's why all this division is going on. They don't want us to unite. There's changes that are going on in this universe. I think most of us can feel that something big is really going on. And the evil forces that are in this universe know that. They're trying to keep us all divided so we won't unite. Because if we unite, we're not stoppable.
That's exactly right. And that's the attitude we have to keep. And as we move forward into this dystopia and resist their efforts to roll us into a hive that's controlled by these technocratic psychopaths, and of course InfoWars at the tip of the spear and resisting this. And I so much appreciate your call and for tuning in, of course, and thanks for the plug on the X2.
Oh, definitely. Anytime. And if I could get one last thing out, I'm also like General Shepard and some of the others. I'm trying to record all the shows and I put them up online. My YouTube channel is the exclusive club that we're not in.
Well, you do that and keep spreading the links. Spread the links of freedom and truth, my friend. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tony. This is Buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We've got time for one more call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, I think I recognize this call. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Arterburn. You're correct. It's me.
We've talked before. How are you, sir?
Fine. And you? Sustainability is the word they love to use to say we have to change the way we live our lives, but they won't let us know about the technologies they have that would change the equation of what's sustainable. And there's a precious metal on this planet that becomes more precious if you have a technology that will exploit it. It produces almost unlimited energy, and it's called thorium. And this is a suppressed idea. It's being hidden from us. The elites know about this. They just don't want to bring it out until they've done this devious plan of reducing the population.
I'll have to look into that. This sounds familiar, and I know that they have so much suppressed technology, and of course they've built this planet as a prison for the masses. Then we can't compete with their systems and build off-world technologies. And I just see that. I mean, it's very prevalent. They've stopped our growth. And yes, I mean, the elites are suppressing technology, whether it's a precious metal, whether it's unlimited energy, whether it's, you know, space travel, what have you. They are building a technocratic control grid. And of course, depopulation being the end goal of sustainability. Everything about it is sick. But I appreciate the call, Jefferson. Do you have anything else? You got about 20 seconds.
Well, I would hope that we would look into this and talk to Kirk Sorensen at FLIBE. He's the guy that's the biggest proponent of thorium lifter technology, which is a reactor that produces energy from thorium. But
I've already written it down, and I'll bring it up once you call in tomorrow. And we'll talk about it.
All right.
Thanks, Jefferson. You are listening to The David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arbin, filling in for David. Stick around. We'll be right back.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. We've got the phone lines lit up and, of course, open for your questions, opinions, insights into the Great Reset that is being proposed by our overlords, the technocratic overlords, the bankster class that have given us lockdown 2020, the controlled demolition of our economy and our society. And of course, make no mistake, no accidents here. This is all on purpose. I remember something that Gary Allen wrote in None Dare Call It Conspiracy, talking about the elites and politicians. You know, if they were making mistakes, eventually they would make a mistake in our favor. But since they never do, it is a coordinated effort. And that's what 2020 is. The proof is in the reality. It's built into it. The number to call in and talk about this is 888-201-2244. We're going to continue to go over that as well as some news items. I wanted to talk about gold and silver today, and I'll be talking about that all week because there's a lot of lessons to be learned about our monetary system and the theft that has gone on and why that's important about this end game that's taking place right now with our economy and our civilization. And what ahead, and what we talk about storable foods and being prepared. We're going to go over all of that. So very, very important. And of course, the comms, here, the communication network that is InfoWars, your help, your support, your prayers going to InfoWarsStore.com. This is very, very essential. It is mission critical. And I cannot emphasize it enough that, we have to keep these comms on the air. And, you know, I'll talk about some of the supplements that I take and just give you, you know, personal recommendations on if it's your first time to go to the store and get involved. I really have to, stress that because we are running up against, a resistance here, a wall of New World Order, rollouts that are unlike anything we've ever seen. And I can feel it. It's in the air. It's historical. So, when we return, I'm going to take your calls, but you know, in the first segment, I talked a little bit and I'll just keep doing this every first 5 minute segment. I'll talk about the Federal Reserve. Let's go over this for just a second. When I talked about re-listening to The Creature from Jekyll Island, you know, there's this weird cross reference in there about, the first person they put in charge of it was Paul Warburg. And, that's the character Daddy Warbucks was based off of from Little Orphan Annie. But his brother, Max Warburg, was the head of the central bank in Germany. This is pre-World War I. Well, everybody knows what happened to the central bank and the fiat currency system in Germany, the Weimar Republic. It was the wheelbarrows full of cash to buy a loaf of bread. That's what our Federal Reserve was based on. That's the model that it's based off of. And I had forgotten that little bit of history. And so I thought, I'm going to bring this up more than once on the David Knight Show, because the difference is, you know, war ravaged Germany and World War I was out of resources, out of production. And that's what our economy is now. We are war ravaged. We are out of our productive economy. We're out of our manufacturing. We're out of our resources, and we've had a controlled demolition. So you may just get, and I've got an article from Zero Hedge we'll go over, you may just get your wheelbarrow ready. So we'll talk about the fiat currency system. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them. putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading.
Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You found it, the tip of the spear. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Got some items. Before we go back to the calls, I got some items off Infowars.com. Just really a sign of the times that go along with this reset. Now, every single one of these articles deals with defunding the police and the consequences of that. And of course, the attack on law enforcement. I know all of us in the libertarian, in the freedom movement, constitutional movement, we'd like to see police reform of some kind. The war on drugs, I think that needs to be scuttled completely. It's a war on all of us. And of course, it's a UN war on drugs, as David always points out. That needs to be talked about. But this whole rollout that they're going for on this, this is part of the reset. It's part of Agenda 2030. It's to bring in and usher in a UN police. It's to usher in a new police force, because there won't be a void. It's not going to have a vacuum. They're going to fill it with something. They're going to fill it with their political police. And so you see on Infowars.com, a shock survey finds that funding is being reduced for nearly half of all major city police departments in America. According to a report prepared by the Police Executive Research Forum, nearly half of all the law enforcement agencies that they surveyed are reporting that funding has already been slashed or is expected to be reduced. Nearly half of 258 agencies surveyed this month are reporting that the funding has already been slashed or reduced. Much of the funding is being pulled from equipment, hiring, and training accounts, even as numbers of cities are also tracking abrupt spikes in violent crime, which is the point. This is the Cloward and Piven model and has a lot to do, well, everything really to do with the reset that they're pushing. They want to, they're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end game. So that's up on Infowars.com. Of course, this really fits in nicely with the article, Minneapolis police tell residents to surrender to criminals and be prepared to be robbed. The Minneapolis Police Department told residents last week they should be prepared to surrender their belongings to criminals and obey their commands. Yes, this is all part of your new world order. This is the new normal that they want to thrust you and your family into in every city across the country, a coast-to-coast California, brought to you in part by the globalist and the Democratic Party. Of course, we'll talk throughout this week. We've seen one of the amazing gifts of this year, if you want to look at any side of the bright side of this, an upside would be that the exposure of the controlled opposition conservative movement is complete. And we now see who is on our side. And it's not a lot of people. There's a lot of folks in the grassroots. They're just not in power. And it's sobering, but it's a wonderful thing to know. I mean, at least we are clear. And I think that kind of clarity is a gift from God when you see just how weak so many of the people that we rely on are, and of course how quick they fold to the Fauci's system, the Faucian bargain. This article up on Infowars.com just points out the carjacking prevention tips. And it basically it's just saying memorize your license plate number for a fast recovery. So memorize that, memorize your, what was stolen from you, and surrender all of your things. This is all part of the plan This is to crush your morale and your spirit. And then what is the order out of chaos, order ab chao, you know, the Hegelian dialectic. They are creating the synthesis, and the synthesis is going to be the UN police force, or a national police force, a political police force. And of course, Beetlejuice, I mean, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, witnessed a 139% increase in murder during July. Why doesn't she just go and put him in jail? She said she was going to put all the people in jail that were going to church. Why didn't she just put the murderers in jail? I thought this was easy. I thought this was what she was all about. But I guess not. I guess only if you're a worshiper, only if you're a Christian, do you have to pay a price. Not if you're looting and burning and pillaging and turning Chicago into a war zone, which it has been for many years now. Yeah, this, she is really a face for the entire globalist movement in America, the useful meat puppets to the New World Order. She is one of them, a soulless automaton. So that, all those articles up on Infowars.com, and all of them tie together, all of them part of this defunding of the police, and makes no mention when they're talking about police defunding, it's no mention of actual like police reform or education or training or anything like that. No, it's just we're gonna scuttle all of it. We're gonna scrap it, and we're gonna what? They think nothing's gonna fill the void. They know exactly what's gonna fill the void, and they're gonna put in the political police force. So watch out for that. That is coming next. So I had the phone lines open, and of course, more news items on the way today. We got, it's a big news day. But your calls as well, 888-201-2244. You know, this is all about the Great Reset. And this is, I mean, we'll talk about this all week, because this is the end game. And it's very important to talk about what our elites have planned for us next, how we can resist it, how we can combat it, and keeping these comms open, keeping this show and the Alex Jones show and the War Room open, and keeping the message of freedom out on the airwaves as this country slips further and further into the controlled demolition abyss that our overlords have put us on, this track for decline and fall. But we're going to do all we can to weather the storm and expose it. Let's go to, we got about 2 minutes. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Tim, thanks for holding. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, Tony, how's it going? It's a great show this morning. Really love your fire and your deliberate on solutions. A solution for me that I've been trying to figure out, because I really don't want to see America fight each other. I think that's where we fail. In order to support Donald Trump, we need to expose Bill Gates. We need to really put the contrast and the focus and spotlight on all of the crimes that Bill Gates wants to do, not just what he's done, but what he wants to do, and then really make Americans contemplate the next 6 months, the next year under Bill Gates' regime, because it's not going to be Donald Trump's regime because of this COVID 1984. And he's got all this, you know, all the governors and the UN and all that working against him. But he also has our apathy working against us. You know, so I think we really need to take the time and put the politics down, and then somehow expose the entire eugenics as far as like what they're trying to do. They're trying to depopulate America right off the bat.
You're absolutely right, Tim. And this is a huge roadblock for me. What's happened over this last 6 months with the Trump administration, and talking about Operation Warp Speed, talking about mandatory vaccination. The president has to come out and say, look, if the markets are responding because there's a vaccine, fine. But we also need to have executive orders and a Supreme Court ruling about the unconstitutional mandates that are mass vaccinations. When you have to, that is unconstitutional. It's un-American. Absolutely. It needs to be put in writing. And if you want a vaccine, fine, go get it. But it cannot be made mandatory by a corporation or a government. And that needs to be a conversation that we have. Very important. Thank you so much for your call, Tim. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arbin, filling in for David. We'll be right back after the break.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO and the globalists testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and of course the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go. They claim for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right. The elite, the technocratic overlords want you under their thumb. They want to absorb all that you are into their technocratic hive so you can be controlled, so you can be used as a source of energy or labor, but that's about it. And of course, the faster we can get that information out to the general public that the future being rolled out in this great reset is nothing more than a dystopia disguised as some sort of new dawn, some sort of new age that is welcoming, the better. We need to work on that. I know I try to do that on my radio program, The David Knight Show, and of course all of InfoWars is leading the charge, trying to wake people up to this reality. I've got the phone lines open today to talk about this great reset, to talk about the next steps that we can take, these solutions. And we had some great calls. You know, this isn't just about politics. We're really beyond politics now. And I know that's an, I'll explore that statement a little further as we progress in the show, but I've kind of come to this new reality, this new, mode of thought for myself, just based off of watching David. And, you know, this show has been such a stalwart, and if you can see, the pressure, put on organizations like InfoWars and like the David Knight Show and how it's withstood and been correct, all these months about the lockdown, how historic that is. And, that you're a part of that and you're watching this and you're seeing the tip of the spear. It's amazing. And it's such an honor to be sitting here, filling in for David, because I've watched this program and I've, you know, you're so far ahead of the curve if you're watching it, if you're a part of it, because of the research that David does, because of what the crew does, because of all of InfoWars and what they're doing right now to resist this and expose, this scamdemic and this psychological operation that's affecting all of us. But the phone lines are open and I want you to take part in this show, because I'm going to be here all week and I've got some great guests lined up for you. I really wanted to do a deep dive into the monetary system and, just kind of expose more of the crime that is our fiat banking and fractional reserve system, and why we're headed towards this end game for fiat currency, and what you can do to get out of the way of the Tower of Babel when it's falling over. And of course, the elites want to draw you in, put you in the stock market casino. You need to resist that. This is just free advice from your humble host, filling in for David. But I do own Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange, and I'm a, you know, it's a small shop, veteran owned, but we watch the markets every single day, every hour of the day. I talk about it every single day. And you know what? I learn something new every single day about this system. And we'll talk about that and bring you some up to date information. We got some calls that are in. Before I go to that, there was a couple of news items that I thought were relevant to the reset. And, of course, you know, they always tell you that, oh, we're not tracking you, and that's just a conspiracy theory. And, you know, of course, Alex Jones has been covering that for 25 years about your devices and your phones. But this is up on the Washington Compost. Of course, you know, they're always really late to the game. And then it's just all, it's just a matter of fact, you know. Data isn't just being collected from your phone. It's being used to score you. It's being used to score you, your social score. Operating in the shadows of the online marketplace, specialized tech companies you've likely never heard of are tapping vast troves of your personal data to generate secret surveillance scores. People with low scores can suffer harsh consequences. You see, it's so funny. You know, if you follow this network, you've known about this for years, and the general public's now just, they're getting not a debate over it. This is what is, right? They're not even allowed to, this isn't something you're going to debate. This is just something that it just is, and you're going to comply with it, and you're going to download that new update from Apple, and you're going to have your contact tracers. Now, this is so insane. Surveillance scoring is the product of two trends. First is the rampant and most unregulated collection of every intimate detail about our lives amassed by the nanosecond, from smartphones to cars, toasters to toys. This fire hose of data, most of which we surrender voluntarily, includes our demographics, income, facial characteristics, the sound of our voice, our precise location, shopping history, medical conditions, genetic information. You see, folks, this is up on the Washington Compost, the Bezos-owned deep state paper of record. So go check that out. That's just another example of the new social scoring. We're, the modeling of China. China, of course, pairing with the deep state, merging with Apple and Google, has been brought up by this network. I will be on air for the 2-year anniversary since big tech, just in coordinated fashion, took down InfoWars from all of their platforms on August 6th. I was on, actually, it was funny, I was on a year ago, the exact day, on this program with Harrison Smith. Maybe we'll get Harrison back in the studio if he's around to talk about that, because now, because InfoWars was first, they were the test model. They've gone after everyone, and they're just these massive purges that are going on. My pages have been taken, a great deal of them, and people that I know and grassroots folks that are just out there wanting to talk about either President Trump or conservatism getting banned. And, of course, the overarching theme there is anti-war, anti-surveillance state. Doesn't matter if you're left, right, conservative, doesn't matter. If you fall into that, or especially now, if you're skeptical on mass vaccinations, they are going to do everything they can to unperson you and to discredit you and to send you into the phantom zone. So we'll talk about that this week as well, because that's a huge milestone. And it is historic. Of course, that's the anniversary of when they dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And I forgot to bring that up last year, and I can't believe I did. I was sitting here live and stood. I know my history, and I didn't bring that up. That has a lot to do with maybe they were sending a message, you know, that they're going to drop this atomic weapon of censorship on all of us. And of course, it is resonating, and it is causing a extreme amount of damage in our free speech, and of course. Right now, as I go to break, I'll tell you this. If President Trump isn't reelected, and I've got a lot of problems with President Trump right now, but if President Trump isn't reelected, it's an illegitimate election at this point. The amount of interference by the deep state, by the technocratic elites, by big tech themselves, and by foreign actors makes it illegitimate. This is the David Knight Show. I'll be right back.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements of the deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can only remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but Bandot video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about 5 times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at Bandot video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo.
We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Truth is treason in the empire of lies. And this is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. An honor to be here with all of you today. I was just looking at the privacy pouch from InfoWarsStore.com. I've ordered four for myself. And of course, you can slide your phone right in there and it will protect you not only from the phone as a transmitter, but all the deep state friends of Jeffrey Epstein and the like won't be able to find out where you're going. And of course, I just read this article from the Washington Compost on all the data that's being tracked by these data mining people and these weird technocratic forces that are triangulating you and tracking you and building a digital picture of you and all the things that you didn't ask for. And one of the ways to avoid that, and of course avoid the contact tracers, if at all possible, is the privacy pouch, $19.95, up on InfoWarsStore.com. And you get to fund the InfoWars, which is 100% mission critical. We have to keep these comms open, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be stressing that all week. So let's go to the phone lines. I appreciate all of you holding. This is wonderful to have so many calls. Let's go to Sal in Utah. Sal, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Great show, by the way. Couple things, if I may. I am a firm believer of the products on InfoWars. I even got my family on it. My wife had issues with her thyroid, and then I got her on the nascent iodine, and her thyroid issue went away. So,
isn't that just amazing? Is that product is just a game changer, isn't it, Sal?
It's unbelievable how mainstream does not inform the public of what you should be ingesting with your vitamins, minerals, and, you know, all the essentials that, you know, we should be taking.
That's so right. I've built up a lot of Patriot points by putting that on auto ship and having, I got like three every 60 days coming to me, just building up an inventory.
Yeah, you got to love the Patriot points. It's a great store, and, you know, I can't give it enough kudos of how it informs the people on everything that's going on, including your own nutrition. So
absolutely.
I just want to thank everyone at your organization of everything you do. Now, the main thing is I'm a refugee from California. I escaped a couple years ago and moved to northern Utah. And I just have to say it's great to be back in America again.
It does make a difference when you, you know, vote with your feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just wasn't going to give them my own tax dollars to fund their operations anymore. So I said adios, especially having a child and all the crazy laws that the commie state passes. But I did have one point, and I know this has been brought up in the past. I know it's been a while, but back in 2014, Obama retracted a law where the U.S. government was not allowed to use propaganda against the
right.
U.S. citizens.
No, huge point. This is absolutely on target, Sal. I mean, this needs to be addressed. That the overturn of that that policy, and of course, that led to something even larger that InfoWars broke. I remember when Harrison Smith brought the report to Alex Jones and put it on his desk. I was watching, and it had to do with the funding and the defense bill that Obama signed right before he left office, and it was good for 2 years worth of funding. And that propaganda was, and of course, this is going to be, it would take a massive journalistic undertaking, but you could see the logic of the funding going towards these media outlets that were folding exactly 2 years to the month that the funding ran out. So the government had been funding news organizations that all they did was around the clock attack, you know, America First, attack Donald Trump, attack the conservatives, attack, you know, the Patriot movement, all the alternative media around the clock. And of course, 2 years into it, that funding ran out. And that's a story that also needs to be linked to that. Massive investigations need to be going on about that, that bill that, was, you know, the policy rescinded by Obama. Absolutely. And we haven't done enough of that about that.
Well, and you know, you're one of the few organizations that do educate. Now, wouldn't it be an easy move for Trump to enact that again and get rid of this nonsense?
That's just one of the many things that he needs to be doing right now, because the American people need to be free of propaganda. And I guarantee you the deep state, and this is a huge theme that I wanted to talk about as well, the deep state, in conjunction with rogue intelligence, in conjunction with foreign actors and the mega banking cartels that are talked about here all the time, going after this president, going after the America First movement, going after conservatism, Christians, using this propaganda, using the defense budget, using the government itself. And of course, David's brought this up many times. The censorship that's going on is in conjunction with the government itself. I mean, it's not just big tech. I mean, the government is in on it, and that's one of the key indicators there. And so, no, it needs to be exposed. And, you know, you remember, Sal, Chuck Schumer said in an interview, he said, you know, the intelligence community's got six different ways to get this guy, six different ways. Well, this is, I think we're on number five. I think we're coming up on number six.
That's visible.
He's got six different ways. And, this is all coordinated, all on purpose. You are living in a real time psychological and kinetic operation brought to you in part by Luciferian deep state globalists. It is a strange and amazing time to be alive resisting this because it's the greatest battle of all time. Thank you, Sal. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Henry in Illinois. Henry, you got about 2 minutes. Force mass
good,
by
how are
the
you?
Globalists.
Yeah. Listen, I was calling to about the mask muscles, I call them, to get rid of them. I want to put this before the globalists think about it. Why don't we start suing them on their product liability?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and also I had an attempt on my life, and I want to get into it because I live in Chicago, and believe me, they don't like conservatives. Why don't we start a petition or something to get rid of the immunity for the vaccines? So this way we can put Fauci and Bill Gates in jail for crimes against humanity.
Man, you're firing on all cylinders today, Henry. You've got two
great
ideas.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in touch with Alex, and I send emails, but I guess I got his emails, and I send one to David Knight because, you know, I don't have the money to start suing them, but if we sue them on the liability, product liability, and false advertisements, because masks do not protect you or others against any viruses. And one comment
no,
that I got
against for spreading the disease, according to
right. And one thing that I wanted
American
to
thinker.
Tell you guys: why don't you stop selling the mask? Because you inadvertently you're becoming compliant to this muscle mask that's becoming worldwide, sort of like Sharia law or something like that.
Definitely is a Fauci muzzle and, you know, the Fauci burqa. And of course, this is huge. They are not going to stop with these lockdowns. They're not going to stop with.
No, that's why we got to start doing immunity against vaccines because they want to microchip you and people need to
exactly
wake up.
Right,
you know,
Henry.
Like,
I really appreciate your call. I appreciate everyone calling in. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. We'll be right back after the break with more of your calls. Stick around.
Reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Been on air 26 years. Starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me. And they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents, and they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real. It's real.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks, so they're staying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. There's an important article up on InfoWars.com, and this relates to our last segment when I was talking about Chuck Schumer saying that the intelligence community had six different ways to get this guy, talking about President Trump. And there's it's an article up by William Binney, and it's a speech that he gave, and it's about the fabricated Russiagate evidence. And it's really important. It's a great speech. And of course, going over, the fraud and the crime of Russiagate, the thing that happened that they pushed, this reality that wasn't, is so important to understand, today, and the plandemic and, controlled demolition of our society and of our economy by our elites, because this is an operation, ladies and gentlemen. This is part of that. This is all tying together. Benny has laid out in this speech the evidence that he wants to present in court against Barack Obama's CIA, that it defrauded Americans to believe in Russiagate. And it's not so much of a stretch to make Americans believe in the scamdemic, to believe in the mask, to believe in the vaccine, to believe that they must go home. They must flatten the curve. It must go on forever. And the invisible enemy, all the rest, Operation Warp Speed, it all ties in together as a war against you, because it's a war against the truth itself. Very important article up on InfoWars.com. And, of course, it seems like a million years ago, the Russia hoax, and we all knew it was a hoax, and it's so silly. And they ran with that narrative, and now the narrative has changed. And this is part of the six different ways. I think, like I said with the caller, Sal, I think we're on level five. I don't know what's next, but that's one of the reasons I opened up the calls, because together we can have a conversation about what you're thinking and what you see next on the horizon in this operation to really just destroy what was left of the American Republic and absorb it into the New World Order, which is a scary thought, but that's what we're resisting, and that's what God put us here for at this exact time. This is our destiny. 888-201-2244 is the number, and I had Michael on hold from Austin. Michael, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
I just have actually two comments. You had mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the COVID-19 tracing. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this or the other listening folks out there, but it's actually already on our phones.
I know.
It's on the new app.
It's on everything. It's on other apps, and it's all interconnected. It's in the Internet of Things. Yes.
Yeah, I was not happy when my provider. I just thought it was. I didn't ask for this. And but anyway, that's what you said. The other point I was going to make is we really need to make sure Trump wins. And I thought the best way, if they're going to push this mail-in voting, that if we have to do it, if you can't do it in person, that you spend about $7 to $8 and do it by certified mail. That way you get a green card back, you know, proving that it was delivered. And, a little added extra security to make sure that your vote actually gets to the place where it's supposed to go.
I think the tell here about how the globalists and the Dems are feeling about their chances when the president floated the idea, which is, it's not something he has the authority to do, but he floated the idea of having a delayed election, and they screamed no, because they're on a timeline that they drew up, and they're running all the plays at once. They have other things planned. You know, we flatten the curve so it, like a tide, it rolls into November instead of doing what we should have done and just dealing with it. They've pushed it off and, of course, ramping up the numbers. And so much of it's a fraud, but that's what they're doing. The Dems feel confident. They have the demographics. They weaponized immigration. They've deflated the Trump base. It's going to be very, very tough. And look, you know, I mean, some of this is Trump's, he's his own worst enemy, doing Operation Warp Speed, standing there with Fauci, doing so much of it that it's just turned off a lot of his base. And, you know, look, he's not perfect. Is he Joe Biden? I got an article. I want to talk about Joe Biden. I think he's a deep state crash test dummy. You know, he's got all the delegates and they're going to crash him into whatever they need to. And it doesn't matter. Like Joe Biden can right now, he's, you know, sniffing out, whoever he's going to put on his ticket, which will be your overlord.
Right. And as which I will said, be the eventual president if he gets elected. We all know he's not going to stick around.
I don't know what you would call them. I don't know that they would be president, because what has been done to our country, Michael, the criminality of the sabotage that's gone on in our electoral process is just, it's unprecedented what they've done. I mean, to recreate the society and the economy to favor your electoral outcome. Not only that, I mean, they want to do the Great Reset, but it was getting rid of Trump was part of that. I think we can all agree on whatever your feelings on Trump are. I think he's different, and I think he annoys the ruling class. I think he annoys them, and he's in the way of their plans. And I think they're just running all the plays now. But no, there's been so much fraud. I don't know what you call the next person if Trump loses. What do you call them? Yeah. They're not legitimate. So what are they? I mean, that's a great question. This has never happened before in our history.
Simply deep state. You just hit the nail right on the head. Luciferian deep state when it gets right down to it.
That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just, it is evil, and it is fraud, and it's criminal, and they're rolling it out. And look, they're doing everything they can to steal the future away from our families and our kids. And that's really what it comes down to. Politics aside, I mean, these people are nasty. And they must be resisted. That's what alternative media is for. It's why I'm so proud to be sitting here with this great crew and talking to callers like you, because there's millions of us out there. There's still in America, no matter what the mainstream media wants to show you. You get to see so many pictures of the zombie people, and they're poor people are just soaked with pills and fluoride, and they're out there screaming and all the rest, but there's still America. There's still us who believe in the red, white, and blue and the republic and freedom, and we still exist. And of course, this operation has affected us all. I mean, I was on the air on this very program talking to InfoWars in January when they were out in Virginia, And there was a lot of energy. Do you remember that? There was energy. There was in the air. We were pushing back, and the 2020 was going to be a big year for mass gatherings and protests. And look where we are now, Michael.
I'll say one more thing, Tony, and then I'll let some other callers go, that I was very impressed this weekend here in Austin because, of course, you heard Alex talking about these people patrolling the streets. And I just happened to be driving down I-35 on late Saturday afternoon, and there was a huge train of Trump supporters going down the freeway with flags, you know, supporting Trump right there in the middle of Austin. I loved it. I'm sure they just set off so many liberals driving around Austin like that during the middle of the day. So there are patriots out there. And
I mean, Trump winning, Austin, besides just any policy, has a huge upside. I mean, you do want to fertilize the grass with liberal tears. You know, you do want to make sure we fill up the lakes and rivers again. That would be great. And so I think that's a huge upside. You know, Trump's got at least, if we get him across the finish line, he's still going to be held accountable for, those of us who put him in office. And we're going to want to talk about mass vaccinations, and we're going to talk about bringing the troops on. We're going to talk about actually getting that wall built and deporting criminal, illegal aliens, all the stuff that, you know, the America First agenda. And of course, putting some of these deep state pedophile weirdos in prison, finally getting that perp walk. I know I'd love to see that. That'd be the greatest gift ever. And so that's what we're fighting for. I mean, amongst a bunch of other things. And I appreciate your call, Michael. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Bless you.
Bless you. Folks, this is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. We got a great final hour coming up, so you're going to want to stick around. I've got the phone lines open, 888-201-2244. And as I was telling the crew, you know, I drove in from Branson, Missouri yesterday late, and I didn't have time to put together my guest list, but we got some great guests coming up for you this week. You're going to want to stay tuned. A lot of stuff about the monetary system, gold and silver, but I'll make it fun. We'll talk broad spectrum stuff, but we're going to expose the criminal deep state, and it's going to be a lot of fun. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American
American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is Weapons Grade Truth. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Final hour. Phone lines are open at 888-201-2244. Before I get back to the phone lines, I wanted to go over some headlines that were up on Infowars.com. One of the things, you know, I always return to studying Sun Tzu, you know, the art of war. And Sun Tzu says to know your enemy. And so even though right now we find politics so much of a joke, you know, it is a so much of a control, the WWE style, the winner selected so much of the time by the elite. And we're all just kind of in the middle picking teams. But it does matter when they start sending out signals about who they're going to pick and what they're going to do. So I got two articles here. One's from the Washington Post. One is from Infowars.com. The one on Infowars.com is former Clinton press secretary urges Biden, whatever you do, don't debate Trump. Okay. Now, this is important because as I've said all along, and I, you know, we've arrived at a place where they've taken somebody like Joe Biden, who's clearly not all there, clearly has some sort of a handicap or he's disabled in some way. I mean, we're watching this happen and it's sad in a lot of ways. If he wasn't such a disgusting person, then it would be sad, but you're watching this unfold and America is going to go out, a big portion of America. I can't believe we're going to make it to the actual election with this man at the helm, but he's going to receive votes. And of course, everybody knows behind the scenes, that he can't debate Trump, whatever he does, don't debate Trump. And this is all, you know, unfolding. They're not going to even allow, that's a great visual. They're not even going to allow him to be anywhere near any sort of scrutiny. And that's because he's a crash test dummy. He's just literally a hollow man and he's going to get across the finish line, with their, I assume his VP pick, which he'll have almost nothing to do with, I assume. But this is an article up on the Washington Post, another Compost article. Biden's delay in choosing a running mate intensifies jockeying between potential picks. And, you know, there is a group of people that I'm sure very vicious behind the scenes, everybody jockeying for power. And, this list, whether you're talking about Kamala Harris, or Tammy Duckworth, you're looking at someone who's going to possibly be your new overlord. They can't be president because that won't exist in my mind. And I think to millions of Americans, I don't know how it could, because if you received the electoral count, if you received the election through fraud, through out and out fraud, out in the open by the deep state with the rogue intelligence, with banking, with all the globalist forces, if you received it that way, what are you? So there's a good look for those on the television side. I mean, this is, you know, we're looking at a group of folks that jockeying for that VP slot that are very dangerous people. And the spoiler alert is none of them can be president. Because president won't exist if you steal it. I don't know what it will be called, but we'll try to figure that out here on the David Knight Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S.,
Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Broadcasting in defiance of the globalists, the neocons, and the New World Order. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Proudly, this is a great honor, and the phone lines are lit up. So I'm going to go to the phones. We'll see if we can knock out some calls in this segment. We've got Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to preface the call by saying I was a Trump supporter. His betrayal started pretty much the night of the election. You could see the stock market crash and then turn around. He's had all his Goldman Sachs and most recently Bolton, and people better wake up to this guy. I mean, he can't do anything for America, but he can, you know, do a lot for Israel. He's talking about, he's the one who wanted the Project Warp Speed. He's the one who wanted negative interest rates, which will crash the dollar. So I think people need to wake up. He's been, he's an actor.
I don't think he's an actor, but you're not alone in believing that. I mean, I think that we're talking about Operation Warp Speed. You're talking about the stock market. I mean, he owns that because he wanted to prop that up longer. And of course, it's an issue that needed to be dealt with. And, he wanted to bring jobs back. I know I was a huge fan of the tariffs, but I didn't like the USMCA. It's a mixed bag. You do get something different with Trump, though. I mean, that's the thing is, like, we're all disappointed because we didn't get what we wanted. And I get it. And I'm there too. But I hate the deep state. I hate the globalist Luciferians so much that I'll look past a lot. Now, again, this is the David Knight Show. So our MAGA levels and our bloodstream are not very high. So it's like we're just Americans who love the Constitution and the Republic. If it upsets the deep state, I'm a huge fan. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So I'm there in large part, but it's not so much Trump, Kevin. It's what Trump ran on. Okay. Now, you know, the only perfect candidate's going to be yourself, and it's a strange time, and I get it, and it's disappointing, but the America First movement still exists, like the tenets of it, the doctrine still exists. And so just because it wasn't fulfilled, there was a huge deviation, but just because it wasn't fulfilled, doesn't mean that the America First failed or anything like that. But, we got a long way to go. I'm with you.
Yeah. I think the danger of Trump is he's, there's a cult of personality around him, just as strong as there was around Obama. And the Trump supporters are basically we're under martial law. And it's like, well, martial law is great because Trump's the one that put us under martial law. So just follow the plan. And I think this is as bad as Trump is getting with Nancy Pelosi in a private room and saying, okay, you call me a Nazi and I'll object. Okay. Ready? Okay. Go. Let's go in front of the cameras. I think it's that Machiavellian.
Well, I agree with the shortcomings, and I think we I mean, that's mutual territory for you and I, Kevin, but there's something else there. So I didn't completely fall off the Trump train, but I'm running beside it. Okay. I want America to succeed, but I got huge problems. So let's just put it that way. And this isn't my show. So I'm just keeping it between the lines, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Let's go to Cal in New York. Cal, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, Tony, thanks for taking my call. So basically, I wanted to just, this is news to me about the six possibilities of taking him down. So I was just going to say real quick, maybe it could be an assassination attempt on him. Or, like, I'm also confused about what's going on with Trump. And I don't know, you know, if we should be following Q, or it's very confusing. But, and then the other thing I wanted to bring up was basically, like, how the brainwashing, the level of seed brainwashing in kindergarten, because we have a six-year-old here, and basically they're not going to restart school. And so they are, but they give you the option for one day a week, 2 days a week. And basically they told us that we should be focusing on teaching her about white guilt and white tears and white privilege, and how they even said the words that white people didn't have to work hard to get where they are, and the kids should understand that. And then they also brushed it. Yeah, like 100%. We're talking about a six-year-old that can't even read and write yet, and we're going to start teaching them about politics and
sick. Ideology. That's that globalist agenda, the brainwash.
Yeah, and then basically they said it's okay for anyone to be a girl. Like, they boosting the idea. They want us to teach her about the ideals of transgenderism, which, yeah, you know, obviously
it's okay for all of that, but you can't, it's not okay to have choice on vaccines or not wear a mask, right? The only rights you have in their world is right this way. That's a great point, Callan. I mean, you talked about the Q issue. And I'm not a devotee of the Q movement. I think the Q movement was designed to do what it's doing exactly right now, which is keep you neutralized and not criticizing. I mean, the last caller, there's constructive criticism in what Trump needs to do. He has a little bit of time left, and we need him to be 2016 Trump and turn against the globalists and against the actors like Fauci that are in the way of us having a country again, and do something about it. But yeah, I appreciate your call.
And
One more piece,
go ahead. Because then it goes even deeper, because the Chancellor of Education on another call, he basically said that they have no remorse, that they're going to be focusing on social emotional awareness and support. He said something like, we don't feel bad about that, or we don't regret making that choice. In other words, in so many words, we're going to brainwash your kid, because we're focusing on
social
awareness. Yeah.
Well, Godspeed, and I wish you the best with all that. Just, you know, do all you can to homeschool and make that happen for your child, and get them away from the clutches of those weirdos. Thanks for the call, Cal. We've got about 2 minutes. Let's go to Paul in California. Paul, thanks for holding. This is the David Knight Show.
Paul here. I just want to put two and two together for you. You were talking about money in the beginning of the show, and then somebody threw in vaccines. Well, money, vaccines, money. Why can't anybody figure that one out?
Well, I think that your two and two does make four, Paul, and it has to do with money. It also has to do with resource allocation, population control, all of the hobby horses of our overlords that they love so much.
Yes. And possible advantage.
And they're indemnified.
If you're the last man alive, you don't need any more money.
Well, it's beyond the thing about money now in this realm, when they've consolidated so much, it's really a force of darkness about control, Paul. I mean, they have more money than they'll ever be able to spend. I'm talking about the upper echelon, the elite of the elite that are controlling this narrative right now. And we're exposing them, and we're talking about that. And Look, and that's the great battle that we're up against. And, you know, the reality that they've chosen for us, and the vaccine's part of it. There is some, you know, lower level people like Fauci and those folks will be bought off. We can make those people billionaires, right? That's what will happen. And because their souls are for sale, but the real players at the top of this pyramid, I don't believe they care at all about money. I think they care about, total control of the human population. Thanks for your call. I appreciate you, Paul. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well. With or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn. I'm filling in for David today. We've been taking your calls, talking about the Great Reset. A last caller said, you were talking about money. Yeah, I do almost every show that I go on air. I talk about gold and silver, and I'll cover a little bit before we end the show today, but I'm going to be here all week. So I've got some other special segments lined up. I wanted to talk to you about the monetary system. And look, this show goes by so fast. Great calls, by the way. Thanks everyone who's holding. I wanted to go to an article that's up on nationalfile.com. It kind of fits into this whole narrative that we've been going over. And look, there is a reset taking place, really. I mean, it's cultural, it's economic, it's spiritual, and the elites have their own idea of this technocracy that they want to roll out. But there's a huge discrediting going on. Have you noticed that? There's, and some of it's a gift. I mean, it's really divine sent. We get to see who the controlled opposition is, people that really aren't on our side. We thought we had all these great, you know, conservative leaders, and they're going to help us, and then they're telling you about mask up and, you know, comply, and that's going to, you can only open up 25%, and, you know, you can have a business, but you can't have payroll, and, you know, it's just, we're in charge, and, but everybody can go to Walmart, right? But everybody can go to the big box. And so we're seeing who's on our side and who's a corporate shill, and it's very clarifying. But one of the things that's this great discrediting that's going on, and it's really interesting to watch, Tucker Carlson grilled Alan Dershowitz over the rape allegations and via Epstein and being Epstein's attorney. And I was talking about Dershowitz recently about his stance on mandatory vaccines. And you have to wonder, what is behind his stance that he believes as a this is supposedly somebody who is an expert on the Constitution, an authority beyond authority on the constitutional issues and protecting your rights, and he's all for, you know, lowering the age of consent and all these other things about your freedoms, right? When it comes to what you do, you know, on a certain island, you know, he's all about that. But he believes that at the end of the day, you can be whisked away to a room and have a needle plunged into your arm full of a nanotechnology vaccine brought to you in part by the Gates and Fauci's of the world without your consent. And that's the sum total of your existence. And you have to wonder, and this is a huge question. And of course, Tucker grilled him on his ties to Epstein and all the rest. But I find his stance on vaccines is so insane that his whole career culminates in this. But we're finding more and more of these same situations where we find we're at the end of a road of fake, ladies and gentlemen, fake money, fake people, fake leaders. And this is one of them. He's a fake person. The sum total of him is a fraud. And, when he believes that you don't have a right not to be vaccinated, it is just an insane proposition from somebody who spent their entire life, all that education. Think of all the thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, man hours, just massive amount of time, and all the people that had to, be involved for him to be educated and all the people that he educated. What a waste of time. But that's happening more and more in our society as we go through what, our Buckminster Fuller called, the accelerating acceleration. Okay. It has to do with the grunge of giants. I'm going to cover that this week. The gross universal cash heist of our elites and that timeline. The book was written in 1983. Coming true today, and we're going to talk about that. But this is one of those aspects of where just you find out that they're just empty, empty vessels. So let's go to Johnny in Denmark, international caller. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hi, Tony. Great job guest hosting, as usual. I just wanted to call attention to gaslighting that's almost unbelievably bizarre gaslighting that's being done by the media in terms of taking seriously the possibility
that Biden could beat Trump in a fair election. I don't really think we need to worry about what Trump's policies are. I think much more of the focus is on keeping the elections clean. I think Trump is up to the task. Remember, there was a massive voter fraud documented on InfoWars, in fact, by Bev Harris, probably the world's leading expert on election fraud in the U.S., and she's a liberal Democrat. And that was at a time when Trump was not in control of the election infrastructure. And in fact, he and Roger Stone had to sue in order to get an injunction against their doing exit polling, and which was on the flimsy presumption that they were intimidating voters. Well, how could you intimidate them after they've already voted? I think we should beware of jumping out the Overton window, and we should focus much more on retaking the House, which is not quite as certain. I would call it about 85%. The Senate will take care of itself. It would be nice if we won there. Keeping the elections clean, I think, is extremely important, because that's the only prayer Biden would have. And just to just see how horrible the gaslighting is, they have Biden ahead in the polls. And meanwhile, okay, before this COVID-19 hoax pandemic began, we had, for example, one day where Trump had a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, and he beat Elton John's record. And we know this from the fire marshals, whose job it is to know exactly how many people there are, plus or minus one. he had 15,600 on the same day, almost down the street. Biden had 30.
That's indisputable. I mean, there is no enthusiasm behind the Democrat candidates. They have voter fraud. They have the demographic bomb. They have the weaponized immigration. They have illegal aliens voting. They have the entire gamut of criminality when it comes to voting. We have to go back to paper ballots, Johnny, and we have to have people, the poll watchers brought back. We have to, at a local level, you know, take our elections back from these, these electronic voting machines and the entities, the nefarious forces who control so much of that. I don't know why. Well, I do know why they went to electronic voting, and it has to do with a big fraud and a hoax. And of course, this is going to play out. And, I'm telling people to be prepared. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, because the times are uncertain, and you have a responsibility as a patriot, as somebody who's aware, to help others and to help, those in need when the system is pushed farther and farther down by the deep state. You're going to want to get your hands on some survival gear and food, storable food. I know I've bought a ton of it. I buy some every single chance I get just to stock up. Good for 25 years and tastes great. You're going to want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll talk about more of the specials on the InfoWarsStore.com when we come back. More of your calls, too. Stick around.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article. It's linked on InfoWars.com, saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn. I'm having a lot of fun. Great calls. Love this crew. Love being here at the command center, at the heart of it all. There's still life. We travel the country, just people masked up, very, very in a drone, waiting for the vaccine. Some of them. Others are really mad, and they don't want to be absorbed into the New World Order. They're just, I'm going to get back to work. I want to do something. I want to get out. You know, I don't want to just be on UBI hooked up to my pod. But this right here, folks, I wish you could all be here. Those of you who are watching, and this is my favorite show, and I get to sit in and host, and it's an amazing honor. Great people. If you're going to InfoWarsStore.com and you're buying the products and you're donating, absolutely 100% worth every cent, because you are helping out a great organization of the most wonderful people in media, because this is the source. This is the truth. And I'm not a paid spokesperson. I just love being around here. This is my vacation. I'm having a lot of fun. The phone line for the last half of this hour, going into the close of the show, 888-201-2244. I will get to the phone lines. Let's go to Roxy in Florida. Thanks for holding, Roxy. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for taking my call.
I first of all, a longtime listener of David's, and I fully believe David could have been bigger than Cronkite if given the chance. He's brilliant. But I just wanted to speak to being a parent and not wanting your child to be forced to be held down and have something injected into them that you don't know what it is. You know, you have no idea. And then they'll try and quell your fears. If you bring up your doctor, we'll try and quell the fears. If you bring up anything about it being connected to autism or anything like that. And there is a form, at least in Florida anyway, there's a religious exemption form, and it's called the DH-681 form. And you go down to your local health department and you fill it out. Hopefully, and then you meet with a nurse, and the nurse will ask you, well, what made you change your mind? And for me, I just said, you know, I do not believe in using aborted fetal tissue in vaccinations. If I believed that, none of my children would be standing here. And I've been educating myself. And, you know, it's everybody's duty if you have children, especially with what's going on in schools, with the indoctrination and everything, it's your duty to protect your child. And especially if they're young. Mine is young, so she's going to, like, this is the world she's going into, the world that Fauci and Gates are building for her. And I don't even know what to say.
Well, ultimately, God is in control, and those of us that are paying attention, that are shining a light on this, Roxy, you know, really our charge, our duty right now is to expose this and to stand firm and to have faith, and that we will prevail in convincing a great number of Americans to look into this for themselves. They fear our message. They fear the truth. They ban us. They unperson us. They attack us because they know they don't have the science. They don't have that at their disposal. They don't have the ultimate to back up this the vaccine fraud industry. And as someone who's been vaccinated more than anyone in this building, I can promise you that I've had more vaccines. I've had all 8 series of the anthrax vaccine.
Oh, God.
Yes, and because of my service as a paratrooper, and I've done a lot of research on vaccines. I just think it needs to be a choice, obviously, if you feel that's what you want. But this mass vaccination, enforced inoculation, is
absolutely
criminal.
And then they're going to tell people, how long until they tell people, adults, you cannot work here unless you're vaccinated.
Long.
You have to prove to me that you have this shot. I mean, you're seeing it everywhere when your employees are forced to wear masks, people with all kinds of conditions. And that's big corporations. It's one thing if you enter a restaurant and, you know, they tell you you can't come in if you're not wearing a dinner jacket. That's a contractual agreement between two parties. This is the American Retail Board and the state and the city councilman telling you you have to wear something regardless of whether you have health conditions. And then if you tell them they have health conditions, you sometimes have to bring up that there's a HIPAA Act, that it's none of their business.
Well, I mean, this battle is not anywhere near over. The media acts like the overlords are just going to have their way. And it does look dim sometimes, and we have to put up with our political class and the controlled opposition conservatives who are not helping us at this time. But this, you know, the timeline keeps a going, Roxy, and we've got more to talk about and more to resist. And I appreciate your input, and it's a great call. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roxy. Let's go to Carol in San Antonio, the Alamo City. Welcome to the David Knight Show, Carol.
Good morning, Tony, and thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I appreciate your subbing in for David. I think you're doing a really fine job.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you.
Hey, I'm a vet, too. I'm an Air Force physician's assistant. I retired years ago. But what I wanted to talk about, I have a theory. And if you remember a couple years ago, Trump's family, Kushner and his daughter and his grandchildren, were on a helicopter in Manhattan, and they had some engine trouble, and they had to land the helicopter in Manhattan. And directly after that, Trump started dropping bombs on Syria within a month after that. And I'm kind of like you. I'm running alongside the Trump train because I actually think he got compromised after they tried to hurt his family. And the disturbing thing to me is the fact that I don't trust Mike Pompeo. Once a CIA head, always a CIA head. And I just feel like he's the handler for Donald Trump now. And I think the neocons have Trump in their pockets. That's my take.
Well, you know, Pompeo, we lie, we cheat, we steal. We took classes on it. And, of course, he went last week to the Nixon Library and announced the new ramp up of tensions in a Cold War with China. No, Mike Pompeo is no friend of freedom and the Constitution and the America that you and I want to see prosper. He's got a vision, a foreign policy vision that is completely different than what I believe you and I think about, Carol, what we want to see take place as far as policy. No, I don't know about the compromise, but I think that, after the attack on Syria the first time, I was pleased that we didn't go in. You know, that was one of the things, if you watched InfoWars at the time, and Alex was upset about that, and rightly so, because it looked like we were, you know, do another, ground troop, invasion and set up a democracy experiment, but that didn't happen. You know, the foreign policy is in stasis, Carol. It hasn't really done anything. And
I guess
that's the best that we can take from it. I mean, yes, we're still in Yemen. But there hasn't, we basically drew down in Syria. The neocons wanted that. They wanted us to go in and fight on behalf of ISIS and Al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad for the chaos strategy there. But that didn't happen.
Right.
So you have to give Trump his due there. There was some strikes and it just, the foreign policy has stayed, like I said, in stasis. So,
I have a problem with Pompeo. I don't trust the dude and I don't trust what's going on with all the ex-Bush
not
people
alone.
That are in. In
You're
his
not
cabinet.
Alone, Carol.
I just, you know, I
appreciate
can't handle
call.
That. Thank you.
We'll be right
Bye-bye.
Back.
Where did this water come from?
Where did it come
from? Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements to deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but Band.video video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about five times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at Band.video video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro. And it's a pleasure to
be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We are Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because obviously the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better. So that means a lot to me. Thank you to all your truck drivers. We love you.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth. That's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Segment. This is the David Knight Show. Last bit of news to cover that is on Infowars.com. I was just handed some new printouts. I'd like to let you guys know there is some other articles that I didn't cover today that are important. One of them is the U.S. announces new action against array of Chinese software companies. If you notice the TikTok and the rest. And there's WeChat. And this is great and fine. But also, do the ones that are here, the ones that are interfering in our elections in real time now. And big tech in general, internationally, needs to be regulated. And they have gotten away with so much. And now that we're in the final stretch of this historic election and more people are being unpersoned, it's a good start. But more needs to be done. And of course, we've got, more from the clown world. It's coming out of Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson, I believe, put this up. This is Columbia hosts deconstructing whiteness workshop for white identified students. Yes. More of that to come as the attack on our civilization, our history, who we are, it ramps up. Dunkin' Donuts employees face battery charges after trooper finds thick piece of mucus in a cup, right? So this is when you start going down the woke, I guess this is one of those things. A Dunkin' employee in Chicago has been arrested on several charges, including battery to a peace officer. Yep. It's all part of the anti-law enforcement, anti-police agenda that's going out in full force, of course, being funded and being propped up. So that is the last bit of headlines. And, of course, I will be getting to a great many stories this week. I appreciate everyone who called in and tuned in today. I've got some great guests lined up for you. It's an honor to be sitting here. And thanks for being here and tuning in and going to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plug the store before I sign out today, but let's go to the calls. We got Ed in Washington. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hi, Tony. Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Federal Reserve. You know, the ostensible reason they exist is to raise and lower interest rates to aid the economy. Okay, so 2-3 years ago, they tried to raise interest rates, and Trump went on Twitter and jawboned them into not raising interest rates. And which, you know, I think if you translate that into and read between the lines, what they're really afraid of is that his tweets would get thousands of Americans on the steps of the Federal Reserve. Okay. And that's what they're really afraid of. But the reason but they're obviously cornered because they can't raise interest rates. They would damage the economy. He would start tweeting, and people would start thinking about going to the Federal Reserve and doing something about it. So they're cornered. We have to realize their status. That's the enemy, and that's their status. They are cornered. And, you know, it's just that their whole criminal operation was conceived in secrecy. It was authorized through chicanery. Right. And so eventually the strategy of criminals always runs its course and it no longer works.
Yeah, and well, so he knows the score. And I think the whole issue with keeping rates low and the liquidity, I didn't necessarily agree with it because you have to have some sort of natural correction eventually. But the entire fiat system itself is at the core of the problem. And what I believed at the time, and I still do believe, that Trump wanted to do is bring production back. And that's the issue with an economy based on production and jobs. And that's the way wealth is actually created. Wealth is not created in the stock market. Wealth is not created through derivatives. Wealth is not created by what the elites and they move and shuffle things around, but they don't actually make anything. And that was to bring the heartland back, to bring back and, you know, and get the Rust Belt free of rust. I think that was the goal of the tariffs. And it's been going on for decades, being ripped off and having our manufacturing sold out. So it would take a long time to get back. But I agree with you there that he put pressure on them, you know, not to raise interest rates. But now we're in a completely different world, Ed. And I mean, now that they've spent the, you know, trillions and trillions, not only, on COVID relief and the PPP, but before that, bailing out the repo markets and keeping the liquidity open. So they've got their own game going on at the same time. But no, you're right to bring that up. And I think that we've got to examine this. And look, eventually we're going to be forced to, by sheer mathematics, to look at the gold and silver or bimetal standard again. Money has to be fixed to something. It cannot be infinite. We can't keep ripping off and stealing from those on fixed income and those who are saving and those who are trying to build something by printing more of the green pieces of paper. But thank you so much, Ed, for your call.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate you.
Am I still on?
No, I'm going to go to the next caller. We got about 4 minutes. Thanks, Ed. We got Thad in Utah. Brother Thad, welcome.
How you doing,
to
Tom?
The David Knight Show.
How you doing,
yes,
brother?
I know this call very well. Welcome, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Finally, Agenda 1776 comes to InfoWars. Are you right? Are you ready, people? Are you ready?
Well, the answer to Agenda 2030 is Agenda 1776. Well, welcome to the David Knight Show. And you had on there, you wanted to talk about the UN and the Biden campaign. Tell me something about that.
Yeah. Imagine a world where a Democratic politician known for plagiarism is taking his campaign slogan right from the UN documents. Imagine that. A man who can't make a thing by himself has to take something, take orders from the United Nations, man. So have we ever heard? And by the way, our good friend and brother Jason Lowe found this for us last night. He was digging around in the UN. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, he was digging around in the UN, and he found a little slogan that said "Build Back Better." Ever heard that before, Tom?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Build back better. While the end of the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet in sight, there is growing focus on the ways and means to build back better. This is what he's using, and this is what the UN documents say. We've seen time and time again these Democratic politicians pushing the agenda, Agenda 21, that is. And you're seeing it again. You're seeing this puppet moved around much like Weekend at Bernie's, spouting off the exact means of the United Nations. And it's insane. And Jason Lowe found that. And Twitter has already kind of canceled what he put out there.
Well, the UN is the ultimate un. It's un-American and unconstitutional. And that is the method. That is the name of the game. And you were right to bring that up, Thad. I hope you'll call in later in the week. I'm going to have the phone lines and the open source intel open. But I got about 2 minutes, and I want to plug before I close out the show. But thanks for your call, Thad. I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely, Tone.
You take care. Well, folks, it's been an honor sitting in today. And as I said, I'll be here all week, and I've got some great guests lined up for you. We'll talk more about the monetary system. It's funny getting used to this clock. I'm so used to my radio show, and then I come back here and I host again, and I have to get reused to it. But we'll have a lot of fun. We'll keep the phone lines open. We're going to really engage and go over the north, east, west, and south, which is the news. That's the lay of the land. And we'll do that. And tackle some of the big headlines and issues that we face. But I want to tell you, very important, and this is a cry from the heart, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the supplies that you need. Stock up on the great nutraceuticals. If you don't have the X2 nasonide, get some. If you don't have X3, I get both. If you don't have Brain Force Plus, get some. If you don't have the bodies, which I'm telling you, the turmeric, the concentrated formula that they have. I'm a former powerlifter and paratrooper. I have inflammation, folks. I need my bodies, and it's a wonderful product. And these are just just a few of the great products I'm going to be talking about all week. But we are in what Alex Jones has called the end game scenario. And the globalists are rolling out every single one of their attacks. So get storable food as well. Be prepared. It's your responsibility as an info warrior. But I'll see you tomorrow. It's been an honor. End of transmission.